Yoga, yoga means health. Yoga means wellness. Yoga means to connect. We always want to connect with something or other. We cannot exist without being connected. Either we are connected to the footie, we are connected to the social circle, or we are connected to some organization, some community group. You have to connect. Without individually, you can't exist. You are always connected. You say, I'm connected to India. I'm connected to my religion. I'm connected to my tradition. I'm connected to my faith. Whatever, you can't exist without connection. But yoga qualifies this definition of what is connect. Connect for a higher purpose. Connect yourself for a higher ideals in your life is called as yoga. You have to connect not for ordinary things. Ordinary things, you don't call it as a yoga. You connect yourself for a higher purpose is called as yoga. Higher purpose, it should give the exuberance of energy. And yoga means yogyata. Yogyata means you have to acquire the qualities to connect. I can't just say I'm connected to something higher. To connect, to realize that one, you should acquire the qualities, necessary qualities. To acquire the qualities, you have to do the sadhana. Yogyata in Mahabharata talks about yoga means yogyata. You should have a necessary skills to able to connect. Otherwise, the messages, so many great masters have come and gone, we don't understand what they are saying. We are not qualified to qualify. It is not that certain class of people only understand. We have to spend time for ourselves. We are so busy for others. We hardly spend time for ourselves. In the life, we hardly have time for ourselves. Always think, my wife is more important, my husband is more important, my children are more important, friends are more important. We think my boss is more important, everyone is more important. We ignore ourselves. We ignore ourselves. How you acquire the yogyata? Like in an aeroplane, they say in case of emergency, put the oxygen mask onto yourself before you help others. So, otherwise, if you try to help others, there may be two casualties. To avoid that one, you have to spend time for yourself. The most important person in this world is not your husband, your wife, not your children, not your parents, but you. When you are healthy, then alone you can of value for others. If I can't myself look after myself, if I keep on saying others are important, I can't maintain myself, so I will be a burden for the family. I will be a burden for my employer. I will be a burden for the community. So the most important person in this world is you. Invest time for yourself every day. Give the prime time of the day for you. Not when you get up, prime time, look at the WhatsApp, what did I miss, what did I turn on the television, turn on the boss, ring the boss. Not that one. When you get up, the prime time of the day, dedicate for yourself. You are not available for anyone. This is your private time. Do the sadhana. Slowly bring your attention back onto yourself like a tree's roots. When the roots of the tree are strong, the tree won't be knocked down by the small gust. Otherwise, small gust comes, tree is knocked off. The small problem in the life will knock our personality down. Why? My roots are very strong, not strong. I never invested time for enriching my roots. When you start spending time for yourself, you stay tall against the inclements in your life. Nobody's life is easy, whether you are a multi-millionaire or a pauper. Everyone has a challenges. To stand tall through the life, you have to strengthen your roots. Yoga strengthens you physically. Yoga strengthens you mentally. They say in Australia, more than 50% of the population have the mental health issues. Mental health issues, yoga enables you physically strong, mentally strong, and emotionally strong. Emotionally, you can handle the emotions and spiritually connected. Yoga is for all dimensions of your personality. Yoga, like a small girl, she's maybe in 10 years, it is relevant to her. And I uploaded recently some YouTube of my students. The student, 87-year-old, Nargis, she is doing yoga. Even at the age of 87, she can do. I was teaching in the aged care facility. The oldest student was 100 years. They used to come in wheelchair and attend yoga. Yoga, there is no barrier. You can't, beyond that one, you can't do. For example, if I am doing a gymnastics, after 25, 28 years, 30 years, I can't do yoga. Gymnastics, my body cannot cope. And there is a retirement age for cricket, football, any sport. But for yoga, there is no retirement age. Yoga, you don't need a fancy apparatus. Corner of the room, you can practice yoga. Corner of the room, you can practice, and most inexpensive, and other ones you have to have a big membership, annual membership and whatnot. In the corner of the room, like 87-year-old one, she's doing, you also can take this message till you hit the grave, that yoga is relevant now, future also. Bhagavad Gita is the foundation text of yoga. Bhagavad Gita talks about Yoga Shastre. Every chapter of Bhagavad Gita is a Yoga Shastra. Every chapter is a Upanishad. Yoga, every chapter is a Brahma Vidya. Bhagavad Gita is the foundation of yoga. Bhagavad Gita talks about Karma Yoga. Bhagavad Gita talks about Bhakti Yoga. Bhagavad Gita talks about Raja Yoga. Bhagavad Gita talks about Jnana Yoga. Bhagavad Gita talks about Hatha Yoga. Bhagavad Gita talks about Pranayama. Bhagavad Gita talks about what is meditation. Bhagavad Gita talks about what to be thought of when you kick the bucket. It is Bhagavad Gita, it's a message for all yogis. All through how to live, Bhagavad Gita talks about Yukta Ahara Viharasya, Yukta Cheshtasya Karmasu, Yukta Sopna Avabodasya, Yogo Bhavati Dukkaha. Bhagavad Gita, Shri Krishna gives the happiness sutra. One who knows what to do, what to eat, when to sleep, whom to make friendship with, whom to socialize with, how much to work, when to withdraw. One who knows these ones, practice of yoga becomes a dispeller of grief. Dispeller of grief means provider of happiness. If you want to happiness in life, you should know what to eat, when to eat, how much to eat, whom to make friendship with, and when to sleep, when to get up, whom to socialize with, how much to work. If you are a workaholic, staying with someone, a friend, he was saying that his son works up to 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. There is no time grab, whole night working like a donkey. Shri Krishna says, one who has a discipline, yoga brings discipline in your life. When you have a discipline, there is a joy in life. Purpose of your life is to discover joy. How you get joy? Maybe I'm working. Maybe I'm doing gardening. Maybe I'm cooking. Maybe I'm doing whatever. The purpose of life is to discover the joy. How you get joy? Yoga teaches. Yoga doesn't say you should not do that job, this job. The prime point of your life, am I happy? What? Why I am not happy? I may be having so much of money, but still not happy. Yoga says the prime purpose of your life is to realize the happiness. How? Yogaha karmasu kaushalam. Whatever profession you are in, skill in action is yoga. Whatever you are doing, do whatever, do such a way that it gives joy to your life. Joy to your life. So, when you start contemplating on this one, your outlook changes. How you see the world changes. Every moment you ask question, am I happy? Am I happy? What can be done? What can be improvised? When you start doing, your enrichment started. And you are already on the positive journey of your life. Okay, we will touch upon this one to wrap up this session, and I will touch upon the other dimension tomorrow.